I wanted to ask you more, if you're okay with it, about activities when you were a little boy or teenager. Because as I understand, the weekends were devoted to English school, the weekdays were devoted to English school and weekends for Polish school and Polish activities. Can you tell me more about it, about those activities, those clubs?
Yeah, so everything, everything sort of Polish, it happened, I suppose, on the weekends. Obviously, I was in a Polish household and we had Polish traditions. My parents, kept those traditions going. Obviously, they spoke to us in Polish. Now, when I think about it, in most cases, I spoke back to them in English, which now seems quite rude. But at the time, it's just how it was, and they were fine with that, And as a result, as I say, we were always bilingual. I don't remember learning Polish. I just always had it. So as far as activities goes, the main one was Polish school. So whereas all my friends would have the weekend off, Saturday morning we would all go off to Polish school. So these were schools that were rented by the Polish community. These were English schools that were empty on the weekends. And the one I went to in particular was Roger Manwood School near Catford. And we would have lessons from, as I remember, 9 o'clock till 1 o'clock, and they would be Polish history, geography, religion, all the sort of the cultural and language, obviously. So all the kind of cultural lessons, really. So we wouldn't do maths or anything like that. We would do subjects related directly to Poland, Polish history as well. So and that also led into organizations. So Polish Scouts would happen after school, or any sporting events would happen after school. I played football with my friends, so we would have scout meetings after school, or maybe on Sunday as well. Sunday obviously was church because it's a Catholic community. So everybody would go to church on Sunday. In our case, again, it was an English church near Roger Manwood, so more towards Lewisham and New Cross, and that was 1 o'clock every Sunday. So, and I was an altar boy as well at that time. So as you can see, and yeah, the weekends were very much sort of everything Polish. So the last thing was that we would also have not theatre so much, but obviously the parents would like their children to dress up in Polish folk costumes and dance for them and do little shows at school as well. And in particular, the school I was at, there was a particularly good musician and a particularly good dance choreographer who got together and created a dance group called Karolinka. And I became a member of that. So I was with Karolinka, sir, from 81. I think I joined when I was 15 and I left in 89. So what's that? I was 23. So those are my very formative years. And I spent a lot of that time, all my friends were at the dance group, and it was a great time. And we traveled to Poland, and we even gave shows at the Albert Hall in London, and we traveled around Europe to Polish communities to dance. So it was a very successful group, amateur group, and it was just, a lifestyle as well. And it absolutely kind of formed the how I sort of felt about a lot of things. And obviously it influenced what I do now, because I work in film and television, and I can say that would not have happened if I hadn't joined Karolinka.
Okay, so Karolinka, as I understand, it was place for all the creativity, or only the dance and singing, or also it
It was a
was
combination of everything.
okay.
I was very much into sport when I was at school, so I was a footballer, I played basketball. That was my kind of priority, really. I never sort of thought of myself as a dancer or a singer. I still don't think of myself as a singer because I can't sing. It's as simple as that. I can't hold a note But, you know, I've got some rhythm, I can dance. And obviously, the more you practice, the better you get at it. But I certainly didn't join Karlinka because I wanted to sing and dance. I joined Karlinka because all my friends were there. And I kind of felt a little bit left out. And obviously, my parents wanted me to join. So it was a combination of all those things. But I'm very glad that I did, because it opened up a world to me that probably would have been... Not shut off, but I just wouldn't have been exposed to that. And the fact that we also traveled to Polska in the 80s, when, you know, it was still under communist rule, that was also an experience. So it opened up a world and experiences that I wouldn't have had if I hadn't joined the group. And mm-hmm. and also, it's not just about the singing and dancing, because during that time, I was kind of, I opened my eyes to sort of other cultural experiences, if you like. And I very much got into films, and that's what led me to what I do now. That watching films and liking films was something I enjoyed from a child, and my parents were very keen on watching films. So it kind of came from that. And it's a combination of everything, really, a kind of a cultural awareness, and just, you know, liking, enjoying it. So enjoying, in the end, enjoying the dancing and singing, enjoying the experiences that kind of created for us, and then bringing in, you know, the love of film and so on, and other sort of cultural pursuits. So it all came together. So I am I am now a kind of combination of all those influences, really.
Okay, so after Polish school, after Karolinka, did you also spend time with your Polish friends? Did you have any special places where you did go with them? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I that's the thing. I had English friends, obviously, from English school, and, you know, those are the friends that I played football with, and I didn't really spend time with them outside of school, though. Because all that time was taken up by sort of the my Polish friends. So yeah, absolutely. On a Friday, we'd all be ringing round and deciding where we want to go. So we were going to clubs either in town or locally, and meeting up. So we would literally meet up every week. It was, as I think most people have, a kind of a close group of friends. And those were the friends that I spent time with. And I still do. Those are my strongest sort of friends. I still spend time with them, and that's that, you know, we've had so many experiences together, that's never going to change. So these are the kind of friends that, you know, even if you don't see for 10 years, when you do see them, you pick up where you left off, and it feels as if you just saw them yesterday. These are kind of the strong bonds from childhood that are true friends.
Okay,